بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, to conclude, I must mention to you the what comes after the ayah إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reward for people who have this mindset and people who define themselves in this context of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun. We belong to Allah and to Him is our return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings. My brothers and sisters, I reflect on this and I ask you to reflect on it. For a person who is a Muslim, who believes in Allah, what is the value of being assured of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the meaning of having the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the issue is that if I have the blessings of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then as far as I am concerned, Jannah is assured for me. Because how can somebody who has the blessings of Allah go into Jahannam? Now in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assuring His blessings for the one who lives his life with this frame of mind, in this frame of reference, that I belong to Allah and to Allah is my return. Everything I have belongs to Allah. So I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given me. And if I lose any of that, then I haven't really lost it. My understanding is that I haven't lost it because I never had it. It was Allah's and Allah took it back as was His right. So I behave with sabr, I behave with patience, I behave with equanimity and I do not complain. And then because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me a reward in this dunya. And in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises me His mercy. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihi wa rahmah. Allah's salawat and Allah's rahmah, Allah's blessings and Allah's mercy are promised for that person. I always recall the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where he said that on the day of judgment, this man will be produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him and tell him that this is what you had done on this particular day, in this place, this is how you disobeyed me. And the man will, obviously, what else will he do other than to accept? Because he knows he did it and he knows that the one reminding him is the one who was witness to it even there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. How shameful it is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that He is watching. But we all do it. May Allah protect us all from ourselves. And then Allah will remind the man of a second thing and a third thing and a fourth thing and a 20th thing and a 40th thing. And as this list builds up, this man is getting more and more depressed. And there's nothing that he can deny. Everything he is being told, he has to accept. Because he knows it is the truth and because the one reminding him is the one who knows. And eventually, the man says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, my Rabb, all of this I did. But in the dunya, you protected me. You hid me, you covered me with your cover. You covered me with your hilaf, with the covering of your mercy. But today, before this entire gathering on the Day of Judgment, which includes all those people who respected me in my life, I stand humiliated and I stand exposed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the man, O my slave, turn and look behind you. And when the slave turns and looks behind him, he finds there is a curtain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the slave, this conversation is between me and you. I covered you with my cover in the dunya and I am covering you with my cover in the akhirah. Now I forgive you, go into Jannah. I ask Allah to make us all among them, inshallah. Make us all among the one who is mentioned in this hadith. My brothers and sisters, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These are the people who are rightly guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask this dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah said, O Allah, Allah said to us to ask this dua, O Allah, guide me to the path of righteousness, the path of those who were rightly guided, the path of the muhtadun. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the one who says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, the one who accepts that to Allah he belongs and to Allah is his return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling that person the one who is rightly guided. My brothers and sisters, you know and I know that the problem the Quraysh had the most with was the issue of resurrection. They were willing to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the God worthy of worship. Of course, they wanted to make shirk, but with regard to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regard to His to his power and so on, and they had no quarrel with that. Their major issue was with the akhirah, with the resurrection. A man came to Nabi Sallam and he brought an old bone, an old human bone from somewhere, and he crumbled it in his hand and he dropped all those pieces in front of Rasulullah Sallam. And he said, Ya Muhammad, do you mean to say that your God will resurrect this? La hawla quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect this and will resurrect you, and Allah will put you in Jahannam. May Allah protect us from not having adab. Imagine, here is this man, he has access to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He could still have asked his question in a way where he would have got an answer. And who knows, Allah may have given him hidayat. But instead of that, he asked this question in such a horrible way that he got the bashara and he got the glad tidings, or he got the promise of Jahannam, of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that adab is the first step to knowledge. There cannot be any knowledge, there cannot be any learning for somebody who has no adab, for somebody who has no respect. The first thing to learn is the principles of learning. Learn how to learn. Learn how to address your teachers. Learn how to approach knowledge. Today we have this, phenomena of people who think they are being inquisitive, but the way they are inquisitive is without any manners. Their so-called inquisitiveness is more combative, and it's more, there's more aggression in it rather than curiosity or genuine seeking of knowledge. That doesn't help. That actually turns off the teachers, it turns people off, and instead of getting the knowledge, you get, shaitan guides you somewhere else. So it's very important to understand this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fundamental principle of this deen is the awareness of the akhirah, the belief in the akhirah, the total yaqeen in the akhirah, that we, that death is not the end, that this life is not the end, death is not the end, that we will be resurrected on the day of judgment and we will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will answer, there will be a formal accounting of deeds. And then we will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we did and what we chose not to do. I'm going to ask Umar to put the link to my lectures on death and hereafter. Those of you who are interested can listen, can watch that and listen to that, where I've discussed all this in great detail. And there is a book also, I think, on this, which you can get if you like to read rather than listen, whichever way. So, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this, and as I mentioned to you, that the person who lives his life like this, always 24/7 with this awareness that I belong to Allah, and that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my return, that person is truly, truly blessed. And that person, inshallah, is the one who then deserves what Allah mentioned in that ayah. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. If we take these three ayat together, or this set of ayat together, starting from وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. If you take these set of ayat, you will find that in the first instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described a situation, and that situation is a situation of ibtila, situation of the test that He promised to subject us to. We ask Allah to save us from His tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from His tests. And if there is a test which is in our qadr, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the strength and for His support, in order to pass that test in a way which pleases Him, Jalla Jalalu. So the first part is the situation which Allah described. And the last part is the reward. And in between is this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the sabireen. And He mentioned that these are the people who believe that they belong to Allah and who have this faith that their return is to Allah. So it is a situation being described, and it is, and the result of that situation being described, provided we have a certain attitude. And that attitude is that of humility and humbleness and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing completely and totally that we belong to Him. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The epitome of this, of Islam, is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. His Rabb said to him, submit. And what did he say? He said, I have submitted. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I have submitted. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this Qur'an, and He described in it the beautiful stories of His Anbiya alayhi salam, so that we learn how we should live our lives. This is not, the stories are not for us to, for not for our entertainment. They are also not historical records that Allah is telling us the history of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all of these things so that we learn, and so that we can then live our lives with this complete and total awareness of the actual reality, which is that we belong to Allah and that our return is to Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives a means of khair and barakah for ourselves and everyone around us, and to take us in a state of iman and yaqeen in a time at a place where He is pleased with us, and to resurrect us with Rasulullah ﷺ and His Sahaba, and to give us Jannatul Firdaws with Arabi Ghari Hisab with Rasulullah ﷺ and His Sahaba. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.